Hello, welcome to the Rainbow Shaman. I'm Annette Lachmann and this is my podcast for shamanic journeying. Hello, my friends. I welcome you now to our journey on winter solstice. This time we will go on a journey to Peru, to a very magical place, a little higher than Sacsayhuaman, close to Cusco. We will do the crystal ceremony in a place where you will meet the seven Nustas. The Nustas are the earth goddesses in Peru, and they will help you with the cleansing, letting go of old energy, and also with calling in what you would like to call in and dream into your life, the downloads and the healing. You will arrive at the site and you will find two crystal circles connected by a little corridor. First, you will be cleansed before you can enter the first circle, where you will let go of all the lessons, all the pain, all you've been through in the past 6 months. And you will have the opportunity to cut the unhealthy connections, the cords, to people or situations which have hurt you, forgiving also yourself. And then we will close the door to the past. You will enter the corridor to find the stillness to prepare to step into the next circle, the circle of your becoming, where you will have all the downloads you need. And the Nustas will weave your energy field together with beautiful energy of love and healing and information. They will give you their blessings. And then you can step into the new, into your new life. So, let's begin. Find a comfortable position. Have your power object or your mesa ready and have a candle lit. It's always good to have a candle next to you. Then take a deep breath in and out and in and out. Letting go of all that's maybe in your way right now to go on a journey, what has been stressful for you today. Setting your intention to go on a magical journey. We call on Otorongo, Mother Sister Jaguar, come. Take me on a journey to celebrate winter solstice. And you see the Jaguar coming to you, inviting you to go on journey. You climb on her back. You feel her soft fur, muscles, her body so strong, as she starts running over a wide plain, taking you away from your house, from your home, leaving your physical body safely at home. And you enjoy the ride on the Jaguar. Feel the wind in your face, in your hair, as she runs over that plain, further and further away. Looking for Yggdrasil, the tree of life. Because this tree allows you to cross the worlds, the dimensions. And you see it, huge, beautiful, firmly anchored in Pachamama and Mother Earth. Rongo stops. You get off her back and she sits down, waiting for you to return. You go close to the tree, embrace it. As far as you can reach your arms around it and feel the energy pulling you in, absorbing you. Up in this tree, up with the sap of this beautiful Yggdrasil. You're going up, higher, higher, up into the crown, the huge crown, up, up. To the branch, we can sit comfortably. Looking into the night sky, seeing the stars. And you see there's a black point coming closer, drawing closer and closer towards you. As it drew closer, you see it's a condor, a beautiful, huge condor. And very slowly, soars down, down, and lands right next to you on the branch, inviting you to come with him. Come, my dear, fly with me. I'm taking you to Peru. And you climb on this beautiful condor. He's huge. And as you lie on the back and you feel the little feathers of his neck tickling your face, he opens his wings, he spreads his wings, and he soars up in the sky, in the beautiful night sky, up. And he starts flying westwards. Over fields, rivers, forests, he flies with his strong wings. You stretch out your arms, you become one with this beautiful condor. You see the ocean, you see the beautiful little waves. And very safely, he takes you across the ocean. Onwards he flies and flies. This huge ocean. And you enjoy flying on this bird. And then you see land beneath you. You see the beautiful green color. The rainforest of the Amazonas River, like a serpent. You still fly on and on and on. And then you see the mountains arising, the Andes. heading towards Cusco, the city of the Incas. And while you fly over the city, you see it looks like a jaguar. And you see Sacsayhuaman. And he continues, because you go to this very magical place, right on top. You cross the moon temple, you follow the little path, and then you see the strange looking rock, like a head of a dwarf. And the condor slowly sinking down, down, down. And he lands on a rock. And you slide off his back. And you climb down these stairs, the ancient stairs. And you see the ruins of this very special magical rock. And there you see the crystal circles connected with this corridor. And you go closer, looking around. Hear the Nustas, and suddenly you see them, the earth priestesses, Mama Oklu, Doña Mujia, Mama Simone, Doña Teresa, Maria Zacapana, Juana Huamantikla, and Tomasa Huamantikla. The seven Nustas surround you. They have incense cleansing you with the smoke and the flame. You feel the goosebumps now, because their cleansing energy don't allow whatever's sticking to you outside on your body to stick there. It's leaving you, going into the earth. They're drumming around you. And you feel your whole body releasing from the outside what doesn't serve you any longer. Then Mama Oklo points to the first circle and you enter it. And they form a circle around you, around the crystal circle, and you feel their energy. While you stand there, allow all the pain, all the sorrow, the frustration to go into Mother Earth, to release. Allow your soul to release what it doesn't need any longer. Allow your body to release. Allow all the energy, the old energy, to go into Mother Earth for transformation. All the gratitude for the lessons you have learned. Thank you. And Doña Teresa, the Nusta, she gives you her knife, inviting you to cut the cords, to cut all the unhealthy relationships that hold you back. But before you do, it's very important to forgive. So you do a collective forgiveness. Feel the cords, collect them, hold them on your back, on your feet, on your belly, on your heart, on your throat, on your head. Hold them like little strings, all in one hand. And then do your ceremony of forgiveness. All of you that have manipulated me, controlled me, protected your heavy stuff on me, I forgive you. I forgive you. And I ask all those for forgiveness that I have hurt, consciously or subconsciously. Please forgive me. I thank you all for being my teachers, for helping me to grow. But I won't allow energy which is not mine in my body. I forgive myself for maybe not taking enough care of myself, for allowing other people to intimidate me, to hurt me. And I take what is mine, what is my responsibility, I take it back. Maybe this is only 30% of all these cords, and the rest has nothing even to do with me. So I will give it back to you, the unhealthy relationships. So I really want to have only love and friendship in my life. And whatever is not serving me, I will release from my field. And then you start cutting the cords. Cut them until you don't feel them any longer. Cut them. Feel the weight leaving your body. Feel the cords which were holding you, leaving your body, freeing yourself of everything which does not serve you. And then you put the knife down, and you see now the noosters having feathers and branches and cleansing your body now with sacred liquid. You can feel the spirit water, you feel different essences cleansing your body. It feels so soft. It feels pure. And then you're ready. You take a step out of that circle into the corridor, and you hear them clapping down the door. They close the door to the path. You're standing in this corridor, in this little corridor pathway. Everything is getting still. You feel your body relaxing, preparing to enter the new circle. You're becoming, and you take a step into the new circle. The crystals are beaming, the light is beaming. You feel the hands of the noosters releasing light, love, and healing in your direction. And their love for you, this beautiful being that you are, is increasing your own energy. You allow that the information, like a light beam, is coming from up, from the fifth dimension. You feel the light beam coming down, safely held by the noosters. and allow the new downloads, your becoming, your information, to go into your crown chakra and from there into your heart. And allow the information to sink in your body, in your mind, in your soul. The information that you have received, the downloads, into your Mesa or your power object. And you take a step to the edge of the circle. And you see that Tomasa Huamantla stuff, the time to come, is approaching you. She holds a beautiful crystal in her head. Then she puts it on her heart and on her belly and blows her blessing into the stone. It's a new information, the new codes for the new year. And she holds it on your third eye. Tukuyachaniok, and presses the stone on your third eye for the rightful seeing, thinking. And she holds it onto your heart. For the righteous feeling for love on your belly. Tukuyankainiok, for the rightful action. May your actions reflect the love and your thinking from the place of love. Your body is vibrating with these new codes, with the new information. And then you feel a wave of love of all seven Nustas carrying you out of the circle, and you take a deep step, a huge step out of the circle into your new becoming. And you hear them singing, "Walk in beauty. Walk in beauty, walk in beauty." And in your hand, you have seven flowers, and you hand them over to the Nustas because you know Aini. You give one to Mama Oklo, the next one to Doña Mujia, to Mama Simone, to Doña Teresa, to Maria Zacapana, to Juana Huamantla, and auch to Tomasa Huamantla. They smile at you one more time, and then you see them disappearing again. Your condor calling you. "Come back, my love. We have to go." and you go back to the condor, climb on his back, and you feel so much lighter, so full of energy, joy, and love, that the condor right away seizes up into the sky like an arrow flying up, circling one more time around this beautiful sacred place and then heading east. You can see Sacsayhuaman, the beautiful site of Sacsayhuaman. You can see Cusco one more time, and then he flies high, crossing the Andes, returning. Flying over the rainforest, again you can see the Amazonas River like a serpent. Flying, flying, taking you back, crossing the ocean again. Appearing again, crown, and the condor soars down, down, down. And he lands again on this branch, and you're sliding off his back, caressing the beautiful feathers. He nods at you, appreciating you, feeling your energy, and you bow, and he takes off. Look again in this beautiful sky with the stars. You can see even the Pleiades, Sirius. And then you turn around and allow Yggdrasil to absorb you one more time, going into the branches of the crown, down, the trunk, feeling the energy of this magical tree, adding to your energy, enjoying it, the tickling of this ancient tree. And when you reach the ground, you slide out of the tree, caressing the bark one more time, and you feel Otorongo touching you with a soft fur, inviting you back. Come on, I take you home, my darling. You climb again on this beautiful jaguar, feeling the soft fur between your fingers and her warm body as she safely takes you out of this ancient forest, back to the plain. And the ride is like flying nearly, because she runs so fast. And you enjoy the wind in your hair and the strong jaguar taking you back. Such a beautiful feeling, back, back. And finally, you reach the place where you have met her. You climb off her back, caressing her head, thanking her. Thank you, Otorongo. Thank you, thank you. And you watch her as she disappears in the mist. And then, allowing your energetic body to lie on your physical body, giving all the information into your physical body. Every cell receives the new information the new codes of the new star. That what you want to call in, dream into being. Full of love for yourself and for other humans and animals and plants and rocks. Remembering your true nature. The light being, a spiritual being with a physical experience. Remember your true essence. Feel your heart. Full of this joy and love. Being in the moment. And with the sound you feel now, the warmth of the light and the love within your body. Blowing all the informations now in your power object or your mesa. And then you come back to your body, back to your room. Move your fingers and your toes and stretch. Take a deep breath in and out. And then you come fully back. Fully back, open your eyes, and then stand up and feel your feet on the ground. You're grounded, yet able to fly because you're safely grounded. Your roots in Mother Earth, the Nustas. Earth goddesses of Peru made sure that you're really grounded. You have the gifts in your heart. And now take your steps and walk in beauty.